Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. Good afternoon and welcome to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Cheryl Snyder. I want to first remind you that you can stay up to date on events coming out of Anchorage today after this morning's earthquake on our website at ktoo.org, and you can get continual live coverage on 360 North TV and at 360north.com. Our guests for the program today are from the Juno Douglas and Thunder Mountain High School swim teams, and they are here to talk with us about their Christmas tree fundraiser. Joining us, we have five swimmers in the studio. Why don't each of you introduce yourselves and tell us how long you've been swimming for?
I'm Selma Matuszewski, and I've been swimming since 6th grade.
I'm Semi Tibetan, and I've been swimming since the 5th grade.
Okay, and you guys are all probably 16 years old now, 15 years old?
We're all seniors, actually.
Okay, great. So about 18. Terrific. Okay, and you are?
I'm Cameron. I've been swimming since I was 6.
I'm Ramey, and I've been swimming for 6 years.
I'm Tyler, and I've been swimming since I was 7.
Okay, so you guys are here to talk about your fundraiser, but let's first talk about the swim team. What's a typical practice like?
A typical practice usually lasts around 2 hours, and we do a warm-up that is about 30 to 45 minutes, and then usually one or two main sets that could last from an hour to an hour and a half, and then a short cool down. And then during high school season, we have out of the pool exercising for about an hour twice a week.
Okay, so it's a typical swim practice, it's a couple hours, mm-hmm. and then on top of that, you have dry land practice?
Yeah.
Okay, and what time of day are you swimming?
During high school season, in the afternoons after school, except for 2 days a week, we have morning practices in addition.
Okay, and those are at like 5 in the morning you guys are in the pool?
6, yeah.
Yeah, pretty early.
And then right now, most of us are swimming club season, which every day is in the morning.
Can you describe the difference between club season and high school season? How does that work?
So high school season has a little bit of a different setup because it's just high school swimmers and it's a different organization. So our meets are different. Like, we only swim 2 days as opposed to a club meet, which would be 3 days. And instead of multiple meets throughout the season that are really like big meets, we have a bunch of smaller meets and then 2 meets at the end of the season, which are region-wide and then statewide.
Okay. And so when is the high school season? When is the club season?
High school season goes from August till the beginning of November. And then club season is the rest of that time.
Okay.
Basically.
And at what point in your swimming career do you guys figure out what strokes are your strongest and that's what you're going to be competing in? Tyler, why don't you take that one?
I don't know. Just kind of whatever you improve on the most. Just as you swim, you develop more in some areas than others, and just kind of whatever feels good, I guess.
Uh-huh. And do all of you swim year round? Do you do both the high school program and the club programs?
Yeah.
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 Okay, great. So the fundraiser is for the high school program.
Yes, it's for both the JD and TM swim dive teams. And it actually was started around 25 years ago by the JDHS team before TM was even open. But when they opened and they started their program, the JD team invited them to help them out and help get their program started, and it's been a really good joint effort ever since.
Okay, so tell us about it. You guys sell Christmas trees?
Yeah, we do. We sell 4 different kinds of Christmas trees from all shapes and sizes and Christmas wreaths.
Okay, and where can people get these Christmas trees and wreaths? Why don't you share with us, Sunny, about that?
They are located in the parking lot of Fred Meyer's near the gas station. It's just right behind the gas station. You could find a big van with either someone from JD or TM there selling trees.
And are they there all the time, or is it certain hours that you can go and purchase a Christmas tree?
They're there from 5 to 7, Monday through Friday, and from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay. And do you guys have a lot right now? Is now the time to get it, or is supplies already starting to run a little bit low?
Definitely get them now. We tend to run out toward the end of the selling season.
Okay. And do you guys know how much money you raise in this fundraiser? Selma, do you have any idea?
No. Okay.
Fair enough. Does one of you guys have an idea how much you're going to raise in this fundraiser, how much you're hoping to raise?
I actually have no idea, but that's the main bulk of our fundraising for the whole season. So,
and what does the money go towards?
It goes towards traveling, staying in hotels wherever we can't house out, team gear, practice time, because we have to rent the pool space.
Mm-hmm. And so do you think it's fair to say the more money you can raise with this fundraiser, you guys will have to pay less out of your own pocket to do some of the travel for your competitions?
Definitely, yes.
Okay, so it sounds like a really important one for all of you guys. Great. Well, did we miss anything? Anything else you want to share about your fundraiser?
I don't think so, but we sell out every year, so make sure you get your tree soon.
Okay. And, Ramey, why don't you tell us once again the times for getting the trees and where?
5 to 7 at Fred Meyer's parking lot Monday through Friday, and then 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays.
Okay. Well, it's so terrific to have you 5 swimmers in our studios. Best of luck to you in your fundraiser and in your swimming.
Thank you.
Thank you.